afternoon. Thank you for choosing Starbucks. Marley, what can I get started?
I met up with University of Texas at San Antonio freshman Alfredo Avila at Starbucks. Alfredo is studying electrical engineering.
And mostly I'm going to try to do a lot of computer engineering and sort of do a lot of software design, things like that. And that's pretty much what I'm studying right now. And I really like it. So hopefully in the future I can go into that.
He was born in Michoacán, Mexico, but the United States is all he's ever known. Alfredo's parents brought him to this country illegally when he was just 2 years old across the Texas-Mexico border.
From there, we went to New York, and we lived in Manhattan for a little bit, and then we moved to New Jersey, and in New Jersey was where I spent most of my life growing up. From there, I moved to San Antonio, Texas, where I've been here since I was about 13 years old.
Alfredo graduated from San Antonio's Earl Warren High School, and because of the Texas Dream Act signed in 2001, he's paying in-state tuition at UTSA. Out-of-state tuition would have cost him an additional $6,000 per semester for tuition and fees. That doesn't include other factors such as books and transportation. Alfredo works part-time and lives at home to save money. I asked him how a repeal of the act would affect him.
There's around like two options for me. Either I work a lot more to try to earn up enough money and more earn more scholarships to sort of pay off for the extra cost that I would have to pay, or I take a couple of time off from college to sort of earn some money. So it just becomes a lot more difficult to attend college, which has been a dream of mine.
Alfredo is the first person in his family to attend a university. Outgoing Democratic State Senator Leticia Vandepute authored House Bill 1403, the DREAM Act, and says it's been working for Texas.
What this does is make sure that our students who graduate from Texas schools, who have been here at least 3 years, have the ability to pay the same in college tuition as the students that they graduated with.
To be eligible, students also have to sign an affidavit stating they are seeking legal residency. Some Republicans, including newly elected Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, argue laws like this encourage illegal immigration. They say it's unfair to students who are U.S. citizens from other states who have to pay the higher out-of-state tuition. Here's Patrick last week.
I will totally support senators who want to end in-state tuition.
Supporters say parents of these students have been paying taxes in Texas, and the state has already invested in their grade school education. According to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board's latest figures, in 2013, more than 20,000 students benefited from the Texas Dream Act. More than 1,300 were enrolled in San Antonio schools. The majority of these students attend community college. Not all are undocumented. Some have federal government visas. Some are also protected from deportation through President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. That includes Alfredo, the student we met earlier.
I've grown up with the customs, with sort of the identity, this more or less like the values and the morals and more of the beliefs that the American culture sort of brings on the people that grow up inside of America.
The Texas Association of Business said in an email it supports in-state tuition for some undocumented students. Dallas business owner George Baldor is a Cuban refugee who came to the States at age 6. He's launched an effort and a website, keephb1403.com.
Texas has to be competitive, not just, you know, nationally, but internationally. We're in the world economy, and having an educated workforce is something that is vital for Texas's growth. You know, business owners that I'm talking to are frustrated about the level of education in general. So, you know, 1403 to me is an obvious answer.
There have been previous attempts to repeal the Texas Dream Act, but they failed. The political climate is different now. Governor Rick Perry, who signed the law, is leaving, and the makeup of the Texas legislature is more conservative this session. Alfredo says he's concerned about what lawmakers will do, but all he can focus on right now is the new semester.
I try to focus all my time on, or the time that I get on school, and then the rest I work to sort of try to keep up with some of the bills that we have to pay and things like that.
When he gets his engineering degree, he wants to join the workforce. Crystal Chavez, Texas Public Radio News.